complicated, but the only letters of the Rebbe. This is letter number 1138. This is in 1951. This is approximately in July, August of 1951. And this is dated in the 21st day of Menachem Av and Tovshin Dalf from Brooklyn. The Rebbe is writing this. The Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter of the 17th of Menachem Av, in which you're writing that your father is demanding from the children, may they live, to give him the opportunity to travel to Israel. And your mother does not want to go along. Now that's very similar to my home. My father wanted to go to Israel. And my mother wanted to go for a visit, but she didn't want to stay there. She was there. She liked Galut. She liked, no, my father wanted very much to live in Israel. But in any event, they lived there for a little bit, a short while period of time, and they came back. But this person is asking the Rebbe, they're asking that they're expecting the kids to help him get to Israel, and she doesn't want to go along. So the Rebbe says, I want to relate to you a story that I heard from my father-in-law, the Rebbe, that the Tzemach Tzedek had one time, that's the third Chabad Rebbe, known by the name of his book, the Tzemach Tzedek, he once had a chassid, a follower, that he wished to travel to Israel. So the Tzemach Tzedek told him, to this follower, to this chassid, Reb Hillel felt nit Eretz Yisrael, undir felt Eretz Yisrael, machd Eretz Yisrael. Reb Hillel was one of the great chassidim. He says, he isn't lacking Israel. And you need Israel? Make Israel here. Which means, from this story we see, that the Tzemach Tzedek, he referred to him Reb Hillel, which means that even not in his face, he gave him the honors. That means he was a great man. And I hope that you'll have good news about this and you will write to me. Apparently the Rebbe doesn't answer directly. He just tells him, you can make Israel here by, and that was the answer that yesterday, because of the yahrzeit of my dear father, because this was the 21st Menachem Av, it is 20 Menachem Av, I was on the resting place of my father-in-law of the Rebbe, and I mentioned over there, when I was at the resting place, you, family members, to all that you need. And the Rebbe says that I think that the discourse in English about Africa, and also the booklet about community work that you received, and you will let me know. So again, this is a blessing. So I guess in this person's situation, the Rebbe didn't directly tell him what to do. He just related to them a story of the Tzemach Tzedek. When the main group of Chabad came out or snuck out of Russia after the war in 1945, there was about 300 families that escaped. Chabad was in Russia at the time, most of the families. They escaped as Polish citizens. They went through the border pretending, and they had false papers over there. And once they were on this side in the free world, it was a while they were lingering between in the DP camps, displaced person camps, and then finally, Israel didn't allow them so fast in the beginning. You know, it was problems getting in. America made problems. Everybody made problems. But at the end, there was two possibilities, basically. I mean, there was others. I went to Australia, South America, other way. But the two main places were either the United States or Israel. And it split almost down the middle. Half of the Chabad came to America. The other half went to Israel, with some going in other countries. And the Rebbe, was directing the people where to go. So, like my parents, My mother, together with her two sisters, ended up in the United States, where my mother's brother ended up in Israel. And totally like different lives, you know, they lived this life. And it's interesting, you know, how different people, you know, different communities, at the end of the day, it's the culture is a little different. And I mean, of course, we share mostly the same ideas and the ideals, but still there is differences in the various different countries where you grow up. And it's interesting thing. In my case, my siblings, there was five of us, so four of us are in the United States, and one is in Israel. One brother is in Israel. And so his whole family is in Israel, and our families are all here. But today, with the Chabad sending out shluchim all over the world, so the extended families, like our children, and they're already, you know, all over the world, and whether they're in South America or in China or in Vietnam or Japan or wherever, and the Ukraine and everywhere where they are. So, but that's the thing. But sometimes Rebbe said advice, you know, you stay here, don't go anywhere, you don't have to go. The other thing is also the Rebbe was very wary, and the Rebbe never wanted people that were in leadership position that they should leave everybody behind. He wanted them to be responsible. He wanted like a captain of a boat. If the boat is sinking, you go last. You make sure everybody is sinking. But anyways.